Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you're now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from a beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Wearing my glasses to look a little studious today. But don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we are going to jump straight into it. As you're coming in, you know the routine, say where you're from, do a roll call. All of the good stuff. We got a very good episode today. We're going to talk about not a whole lot went on to the market today. You know, everybody knows Apple hit $1 trillion. The big news, the big talk of the town pretty much was Apple hitting $2 trillion. That was kind of yesterday's news, but still kind of today too. But also Uber and Lyft. Uber and Lyft rallied 6%. We're going to get into that. Jobless claim report came out. Not too much fancy on the market today. And we're going to talk about a stock that's kind of being looked over to an investment. But yes, we got a very good episode. We're going to talk about, we're going to go over the Fed talk. So we're going to go over Uber and Lyft's rally today. We're going to go over the jobs report, and we're going to go into the Fed talks, the Fed monthly, quarterly. What's it? I think it's a monthly talk that they had last month that they just released. And I'm going to show you guys and girls how to look that up. And I'm not going to jump into too much into real estate. But I'm going to be open today for people that come in live if they have a company they want me to look up or look at or something like that or whatnot. I don't know why I got that glare on my microphone. But whatever they want me to look up or whatnot, I'm going to look that up for them as well. Since today's topic is going to be not too crazy, not a whole lot today, right? I mean, there's always a lot going on, you know, in the middle of the election, all that good stuff, but nothing too crazy. Stocks kind of slightly rose today. We've seen the NASDAQ pretty much been carrying the whole market. The NASDAQ is the hot index that we've seen. So let's jump into y'all comments here. I see some people commenting here. He said, man, that Tesla. Yes, Tesla is a beast. Alan Wayne, what's going on, Big Al? The thing about Tesla is what makes Tesla unique is their ability to, they're doing a stock split. Apple's doing a stock split. Apple has been going on a nice run. It took a little break when the Fortnite situation broke out. Tesla, I think Tesla was at $1,400. But if you remember my Instagram post and you tune into me live on the show, everybody know I said this. Tesla, when earnings came, I expected Tesla to drop 10%. Tesla dropped 10%, and what happened? What happened when Tesla dropped 10%? I told everybody this is a buying opportunity. They just had great earnings, record earnings, and the stock dropped 10%. The same thing that's happened to a company we're going to talk about later on today. Well, I mean, that happened to two companies, and I'm going to show you how you could go wrong with that, because one I got pretty right, and one is kind of suspect, but it had a rally. But anyway, yes, Tesla is doing its thing. Zachary, what's going on, Zachary? Maryland's in the house. Happy Uber bounce back. Yes, Uber did bounce back today. We're going to get into that topic next. We're going to, you know, but I'm definitely glad on that. That was the one that I've been down on. You know, if you tune into the show, you know, I think it's December 18th calls on Uber, and I also hold a lot of Uber in different portfolios. So that was my only stock that was stinking up the place, you know, and it was all due to politics. You know, I mean, Uber is risky. It's unprofitable. It's a new company. It's unprofitable. When you get a small company that's unprofitable doing something brand new, it's going to go through growing pains. It's going to have problems. It's like Facebook is still going through problems. Nobody thought when Facebook came back when IPO in 2013, when they came to the stock market, nobody knew Facebook would pretty much take over television. Who would have took that bet? But now look at it. Facebook wasn't even doing, when Facebook IPO, I don't even think they wasn't even doing lives. They were not doing lives. They were not even doing videos. Now look how much they've grown to where Congress have to pay attention, because they could shift the whole election. That's how powerful Facebook became. Oh, what's going on, Jenkins? D-Rail, what's going on? He said he's just checking in. What's up, Prince? What's going on there? What's going on? We already know. Michael, he's in the house coming in from Toronto. Michael is coming in from Toronto. What's going on, Mike? Nice to see you in here. And we got Miss Beverly. She says, St. Louis, Uber. Yes, Uber. We want to get into that. That's going to segue straight into our next topic. Hey, how's it going there, Terry? Terry said, what do you think of Pfizer? We're going to look at Pfizer a little bit. I'm going to ask you this question. Are you talking about Pfizer because of the whole vaccination? Is that the reason why you're looking at Pfizer? That's the reason why you asked about Pfizer? But why Terry answers that, we're going to go straight into our next topic. We're going to segue straight into Uber. I do not want it to show like that. I don't know why I did like that. I wanted it to show like this. There we go. Uber and Lyft. Who remember when I told everybody earlier this year, not earlier this year, I talked about it earlier this week or last week. I said August 20th would be the big day for Uber. So August 10th, for people who are not following, August 10th, a California judge came out and ruled that Uber had 10 days from August 10th to August 20th, which is today. Today was the deadline that they had to reorganize all of their cars, right? And what I mean by categorize their drivers. Their drivers were going to go from independent contractors. An independent contractor is someone you have your own business and you get paid to provide a good or service. For prime example, I hire somebody to paint my house, you know, or you, let's say not a house, let's say a business. If you own a business and you hire somebody to paint your business, you go find a company. The company is their responsibility to find the paint, the ladders, the brushes, all employees, that's on them. I contracted that work out. Instead of hiring an in-house painter, I went and hired an outside painter, right? So when you look at a painter, you're looking at what, right? So if you look at an independent contractor, you go drive a car, you put your money up on the car, that pretty much was it. Now they want to turn them into workers. So if Uber drivers become workers, it pretty much would destroy the whole business model of Uber. All this is going to do, Uber is valued, I wanted to say, at a $30, $50 billion company. And what's their market cap? All that company is going to do is going to expedite getting automated drivers. It's going to expedite getting automated drivers. No way in the world a $30 billion company was going to go to the left. So the only bad thing about this, if they can't win this in California, they said Lyft came out first and said, hey, we're going to suspend operations in California until we figure something out. The California judge came back and said, hey, we'll give you, I think it's 5 days. They give them 5 days. And also, which is big now, on November 4th, everybody in California, if you're from California out here, or if you're in California, comment below. If you're in California, they're going to put on the voter polls on the next election where the people are going to decide who they want Uber or Lyft, right? They're going to decide who they want Uber or not Uber or Lyft. I mean, they're going to decide if they want workers, drivers want to become workers or stay independent contractors. So Uber and Lyft, November 4th is now, well, August 5th is the next big day because all they did today, they just came out and said, hey, we're going to extend you 5 days. Guess why? Guess what? Lyft came out and said, hey, as of today, no more Lyft in California. And you know Uber was going to probably do the same thing. So the judge came out and said, okay, all right, we'll give you 5 days. That was seen as a victory for Uber and Lyft. Stock jumped up 6% today. It didn't gain 6%. It's just going back to where it was before all of this craziness broke out. So I got into Uber right when my original investment into Uber was at $25, right when they fell off the map after they IPO'd. But ever since then, you know, when their last earnings came out, it dropped down to $31. I got some call options on them, and I'm waiting for them to, you know, so it'll benefit me if Uber does well by December. November 4th is going to be a big day. They're put on the ballot. They put on a ballot for the voters in California to judge if they want people to become drivers or independent drivers. If I was Uber and Lyft, if you're smart, if you're tuning in, if you're listening, go on a very big PR run from August into November, go on a very big PR run in California to get drivers to speak about wanting to maintain independent contractors, how it's benefiting people, all of the good stuff. Because most Uber and Lyft drivers I talk to, they tell me they want to be independent contractors. They don't want to be workers. So who's going to win in this situation? I'm going to switch y'all say in the comments. Okay, so you are talking about Pfizer. We're going to get into that. Pfizer vaccination. We're going to come back to that, Terry. Jules said, Rocket Mortgage. They pissed me off last week, but now they are nice to me. Did you see it go up to $40 soon? Do you see it going to $40? I have to look into a Rocket Mortgage. You know what? We're probably looking at Rocket Mortgage a little bit later into the show. I'm going to write that down. I'm writing that down. Rocket Mortgage. Greetings from Conyer, North Carolina. Hey, how you doing? I know I can't say her name, but congratulations. She won the book. She DM'd me and told me she got her book from 2 episodes ago. If you missed yesterday's episode, it wasn't live, but it was with Acorns. Chief Brandon officer stopped by to talk about Acorns Early for Children. And shout out to the people that won the books and off of the podcast or whatnot. So if you haven't seen her episode, go Acorns Chief Brandon officer stopped by the show yesterday, so check her out. And Chuck is chilling. What's going on, Chuck? ARK, are you talking about, is that the investment firm, ARK? A-R-K-K? You're right, everybody. Hit the like button. And speaking of that, if you're coming in, if you're logging in, I know some people are just coming in now, but don't forget.
Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button.
Yes, make sure you hit that like, comment, and share button as you're coming in or staying in or whatever you're doing. Devin, what's up from Honolulu, Hawaii? Nice, nice. So next day, guys and girls, they pretty much were Uber and Lyft. It went up 6%. It kind of was seen as a victory because the judge was kind of showing their work with them. Hey, guys, we'll give you 5 more days. So they have 5 more days, and then they're looking at putting it on a ballot for November 4th during the election. They're going to let the people decide, do they want, you know, Uber to become independent contractors or drivers. So I haven't met a person yet that said, hey, I want to be a worker. I haven't met a Lyft or Uber driver that I know of. Y'all let me know if y'all know of Uber and Lyft drivers, or if you drive Uber and Lyft, what do you prefer? So if the workers want to be independent contractors and the companies want you to be an independent contractor, I don't understand why politics are getting involved. I'm pretty sure it has something to do with money. People want money to, what you call it? People want money maybe for taxes or something like that, whatever purpose. All right. So the next thing we're going to get into, ladies and gentlemen, the jobs report. I'm going to show you guys and girls how to look up the jobs report. I hate going to media outlets and media sites, but the first thing is you have your jobs report. If you ever want to look up the jobs report, you go to DOL.com. That's Department of Labor, Delta Oscar Lima.gov. You go to DOL.gov. This is exactly who puts out. You can see they put out 8:30 a.m. Eastern Thursday, August 20th. They put out the jobs report. That's their whole job. Every Thursday, you get a jobs report. Every month, like the first Thursday of the month, you get new unemployment numbers. So this is the initial jobs. All this is saying is that how many people walk into the office and file for unemployment. That's it. It comes out every Thursday. They see how many people file for unemployment. In the week ending in August 15th, the advance figure for seasonal adjusted initial claims was 1.1 million, an increase of 135,000 from the previous week level. So 135,000 more people filed for unemployment. The previous week level was revised by 8,000 from 963 to 971. So when they're saying, hey, this was revised from 8,000 to whatever the case may be, they're saying, hey, if you walk into the unemployment office and say, hey, I want unemployment, boom, you automatically collected to be an initial person who filed for unemployment. But let's say if you don't qualify for whatever reason, then the numbers could be revisited or readjusted or, you know, whatever the case may be. All right. So the 4-week moving average is 1.1 million, a decrease of 79,000 from the previous week. This is nothing too crazy. The advanced seasonal adjustment insured unemployment rate is 10.2 for the week ending in August 8th, a decrease of 4%. Insured unemployment from the previous week rate. The advanced number, so they go right here. This is where you get your unemployment numbers, everything about employment, ladies and gentlemen. Why am I talking about employment numbers? Employment numbers are very, very important because employment numbers tell you the strength of your economy. If people don't have jobs, people are not going to be out here buying houses. They're not going to be buying that new car. They're going to be more preserving their capital. Now, we've had stimulus packages where President Trump has extended unemployment, all of the good stuff like that. So some people like unemployment, but I'm just letting you know, this is why you pay attention to the unemployment rates. These are leading indicators of the economy. Jobs reports, you get those from DOL, labor.gov, departmentoflabor.gov. No, you can, but you don't wake up every morning and get it from Yahoo Finance or get it from, shouts out to Yahoo Finance, good people. Also CNBC, Bloomberg, all these other people. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm teaching you guys and girls how to fish. DOL.gov unemployment reports. They come out every Thursday. They're important to investors because this is a leading indicator. When the unemployment numbers start to drop, that means the economy is recovering. More people are going back to work. We're at a double-digit unemployment right now. So this is a leading indicator. So when people see unemployment numbers go down, people get excited because they think the market's coming back up. Unemployment numbers continuously rise at a high rate, then some people become worried about our recovery. So this is why unemployment numbers are very important. Let me see what y'all say in the comments before we roll into the next section. All right. Why do everybody want to call me as soon as I go on? So what y'all saying? Of course, money. Yep. DOL.gov. That's true. That's it. DOL.gov. That's where you get your earnings report from. That's where CNBC is reading it from. That's where Yahoo Finance is getting it from. That's where all these media outlets, Bloomberg, MarketWatch, all these companies are getting it from. They get up in the morning, they read the Josh report, then they draft up a report. So I'm teaching you guys and girls how to fish, where to get raw data. Very rare you'll find this in the financial industry because most people don't know. And it's open to anybody. So why does California want to make them workers? She said, you answered that. Yeah, I think in some way, maybe payroll tax, if they got them on a payroll, because right now Uber is saying, we don't have any workers. The only people that really work for Netflix are the people who work in the building. The only workers that work for Uber are probably the people who, and I'm guessing their office is in San Francisco and the Bay Area. If you work there, those are the only people on the payroll. Imagine all these Uber drivers got on the payroll. Now you got to worry about payroll taxes. And then they get the, now, Julia, when I paid an employee, if I paid the employee $50, now that employee has to pay state taxes. So that's a lot of tax money. That's my motive that I believe, because I'm like, well, if all the workers are saying they want to be contractors and all of the and the company wants you to be contractors, who's fighting for this? And I couldn't realize that it's probably got something to do with money, taxes, money, how much money the state can make from doing that. But it's very dumb on their behalf because they're just running jobs away. Now that all these people, I got a buddy who I was talking to yesterday. I think he drives for like DoorDash or something like that or whatnot. And he said, I went through a divorce. And when I went through my divorce, it changed my life financially. I needed an extra job. And Uber and Lyft was my extra job to pick up. So he said, I've been driving Uber in my off time. So it helped him out dramatically. And he said, I don't need benefits because I have my own job. I'll just drive Uber on the side. So those are the people it's really going to hurt that I can see. He said, I drove. Antonio, what's going on? I think he's out there in Pennsylvania. He said, I drove for Lyft, and the major plus is the no commitment and make your own hours. Exactly, right? So when you become a worker, now you have to put on a uniform. They may have to give you a car. You can't drive for Lyft and Uber. I'm pretty sure you probably only could drive for Lyft. You only could drive so many hours. You have to be there at a certain time and get off at a certain time. Like, take me for example, right? You guys can turn off this show and go drive Lyft downtown in your city, depending on where you live, right? That's the option you have. You can drive for 2-3 hours and go home whenever you wanted to, right? Versus if you're a worker, that means you have to be there from 6 to 10 at night. If it's part-time, or 8 to 12, you may not want to work at 12. You may not want to work every weekend. You might want to work some weekends, right? So that's the thing I like about it. Oh, she's saying the minimum wage is higher on some areas that have to pay that. Yes. Actually, to be honest with you, Uber would save money paying. Because guess what? Like, if you take somebody on a let's say if you had to drive for 2 hours and drop somebody off at a grocery store, hypothetically speaking, Uber pays that person maybe $100 because it was a 2-hour drive. Maybe it calculates to $100 versus if that person does a 2-hour drive and you're getting $10 an hour or the minimum wage, $12 an hour, $15 an hour, whatever it is, Uber only has to pay $30 because you're paid by the hour. You're not paid by the trip, right? So that's why jobs important. Job reports are very important, right? So let's get into, somebody asked me to, I'm going to pull that up next. I'm going to segue, and somebody wants to look up Pfizer, right? Somebody said, hey, Prince, can you look up Pfizer? I asked them why. They said because of the vaccination. Everybody is big on the vaccination. That's going to be our next one. Y'all give me 1 second here. Everybody's big on the vaccination. Right? Vaccination. This is what everybody's talking about, right? Who could come out? I mean, like I told you guys the story, my wife called me, hey, Prince, why won't we invest into the company that's working on the vaccination? I said, that would be great. But which company? You got Pfizer, you got Johnson & Johnson, you got, I can't even think of the other company name, is some other company. A new one comes out, they say Bill Gates is working on one, John Suzy working on one. How am I supposed to pick one? Am I just supposed to put all my money in Johnson & Johnson and just pick one? I can't pick one. I don't know who's going to. And just because somebody has a new improved, somebody out in Russia, a company came out of Russia. Oh, yeah, we got the vaccination. How many people are going to run to the table to go get a Russian vaccination? You know what I mean? How many people, if Russia came out with a vaccination tomorrow for COVID-19, how many people are going to run out there and get a Russian vaccination? Right? Give me 1 second. Yeah. So we're going to go into the vaccination, right? So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into who's going to do it. Let's look at Pfizer. Some people are saying Pfizer is going to do it. Some people are saying Johnson & Johnson is going to do it. If I knew how to create vaccinations, I would be on it too, right? So let's take a look at Pfizer. PH. What's this number? PF. Talking about PH. All right. So we got Pfizer. They're $38 right now. They're in the pharmaceutical business. Let me share my screen here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get y'all comments before I get into share the screen. Julia said, I tried to get the stock for the company making the vaccine in Russia, but it's only on the Russian stock exchange. Yes, a foreign company, the only way it can be traded on the American stock exchange unless it goes through an ADR. I can't think of the acronym. I think it's American Deposit something, ADR. That's what happens with the ADRs, right? You have to go through that to be a foreign company trade on the New York Stock Exchange here in America. Now, are there ways to get around it? Can you trade in Russia? I'm pretty sure there's some ways you can get a Russian account or whatnot. Is this never intrigued me that much to go get a Russian company that wasn't available on the New York Stock Exchange? But it's too risky. When you do that, you have the international political risk. Say if they did come out with the Russian vaccination, and then the president come out and put a trade embargo on them bringing that vaccination over here. Said the president, Trump said, you know what? Keep it over there. We don't want it. Now, how good is it, right? So that's a foreign risk you deal with when you deal with overseas companies. Second, overseas companies are not as transparent and have the same rules and regulations that we have over here. The reason why we have the SEC is because of 1934. What happened 5 years prior to 1934? 1929, the biggest stock market crash we ever had. There was no transparency in the market before that happened, right? Give me 1 second here. So that's a big thing that you have to take into play. Let me go to video. 1 second, y'all. And I'm going to pull that up. We're going to look at Pfizer. I'm going to tell you guys and girls how I look at things, what I know a whole lot about something, how I would give it a quick look. All right. Y'all hit that like button as you're coming in. All right. She said, us Russia made. Did we use the MER vaccinations? I'm not sure about that. LMD Lemonade. What do they do, Michael? They do something out there in Canada? All right. So let me share my screen here. We're going to look at Pfizer. We're going to look at Pfizer together. All right. So I pulled up Pfizer. Now, the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to look up all the companies in this industry, right? I'm going to look up all the companies that are Pfizer's competitors. And I always list them from top to bottom for market cap. Market cap is how big the company is. So in this space, you can see the biggest company in the pharmaceutical space is Johnson & Johnson, Merck. I can't even think about this. Okay, NVS, the stock symbol. And you see right here, ladies and gentlemen, where it says ADR. That tells me immediately this company is overseas. That's why I was telling you guys and girls about Russia. You know, here you go. Let's see where this company's from. NVS. Where are they at? I don't tell what the company. Okay. It's a company. Healthcare Solutions. The company engages in research and development. So here's their address. But let's go off and see where they're from. Look like an Asian country. Okay, our company. All right. Or it could be Indian. Let's see. Goodness gracious, I never seen it so hard to find the freaking address. Because the address they have, I can't look at that and tell what it is. Y'all might be able to look at it and tell what it is. I'm going to find out what it is. Let's see here. Our company. All right. This is their board of directors, executive committee. Now, they usually right up on our companies, you can find what you need. You know what? They probably got to contact us somewhere down here. They're usually supposed to. At least they don't want to be contacted. For investors, contact us. Here we go. Office locations. See what office locations are located. Okay. So they have an office in Switzerland. All right. Home Vision Pharmaceutical. Okay, so they got offices in, okay, Switzerland, Sweden. Okay. Oh, they got them in Syria, Thailand, all these companies, Turkey, United Kingdom. They got some here in the United States. But I don't know where their headquarters is at. But I know it's foreign. I can't look at it and tell which one it was. I'm sorry about that. Should be better, right? So anyway, this is let's go back to where we were. So we're looking at pharmaceutical companies. We're looking at the largest one. And the reason why, Prince, why do you look at the largest company? Johnson & Johnson is the largest one with a market cap of $395 billion, $240 billion for the company we just looked at, $215 billion for Merck, and $212 billion for Pfizer, right? So the first thing I would do is, okay, how does Pfizer pick out on how big are they? Well, not pick out. How are they performing compared to their competitors of Johnson & Johnson? So let's do a quick analysis. Let's look at Pfizer, right? And let's look at the charts. And we're going to go to J&J. That is the stock symbol for Johnson & Johnson. We're going to hit add. Let me get all this crap off of it. So right here, we're going to look at year to date. So far this year, Johnson & Johnson has edged out Pfizer just a little bit, not much. Reason why I'm comparing it to Johnson & Johnson, because Johnson is the biggest company in that arena. We look at the 1 year, 3 year. Okay, Pfizer kind of edged it over the 5 years. Over the last bull market, they kind of been head-to-head performance-wise, right? Now, the reason why I look at the biggest company on the block, now performance-wise, since they're kind of neck and neck, you know, it's not as drastic performance. Now I will look at, okay. If you're looking for this just for the vaccination, I would ask myself, not knowing, not knowing anything here, what competitive advantage does Pfizer have over Johnson & Johnson when it comes down to the vaccination? Right? Let me get this out of here. You're right, XO. It's a Swiss company, Switzerland. It's a Swiss. That's what pretty much what it was saying. They have companies all over the place. This is their official address they have on here. Not Pfizer, ladies and gentlemen, not Pfizer. It was the second company. This company here. I have to look, you know, let me do an easier search. It's an ADR. NOVARTIS. Country. Switzerland. Yep. That's what you're saying. Yep, it's Switzerland. That's what it's coming up as. So, okay, someone asked a very good question. Julie said, okay, quickly, what is the market cap and why do I care? Market cap is market capitalization. Market cap, so you hear a large cap company, a mega cap company, large cap, medium cap, small cap. That's how big the company is. Don't quote me on the exact math, but I think it's the shares outstanding times the stock price. The shares outstanding times the top stock price is the market cap of the stock. I use this to see how big the stock is. How big are you? You know, sometimes just being big gives you a competitive advantage over everybody else. So I always thought to look at the biggest companies. If I was looking at McDonald's, right? McDonald's probably has the largest market cap. I look at companies because sometimes just being big, like Julie, let's say if you and I got together and we created a drink and it was a soft drink and this soft drink is to rival Coca-Cola. The difference is we have a hard time competing with Coca-Cola because the Coca-Cola is so big, right? So it's a huge company. You're right, Mike. There you go. Mike got it. Michael said the bigger the market cap, the bigger the company. So I always love to look at the big boy because sometimes just by being big, you have a competitive advantage. Look at Facebook versus Snapchat. Facebook wanted to buy Snapchat. Snapchat said no. Guess what happens? Facebook wanted to buy Snapchat. Snapchat said no. Guess what happens? Facebook goes out and hires all of Snapchat's people, create the same thing inside of Facebook. The same thing that was going to happen to Zoom. So you have to look at it. When a company is big, it has a competitive advantage. Usually the bigger the company, the bigger the brand. So for prime example, when you look at financial shorts, you know, when you look at companies, you can't sit back and say, what you call it? Look at Mike, he's in here talking about, let's get the lemonade. We're going to get the lemonade. So that's what I would look at it. I would immediately ask myself the question, how does Pfizer have a competitive advantage over Johnson & Johnson when it comes down to the vaccinations? I don't know. I'm not behind the scenes. I don't know who. I don't have a competitive advantage of knowing who's going to create it first or second. So I just leave it alone. Only invest if you have an edge. All right, let's look at this lemonade that he's talking about here. I think that was LMD. What was that stock symbol? LMND, okay. Lemonade Incorporated. I've heard of lemonade, but never this company. All right, so the first thing you already know what I'm going to look at on this company, it's an unprofitable company. How do I know it's an unprofitable company? I'm looking at the PE ratio. The price to earnings is zero, unprofitable. Why are you unprofitable? The second thing is, what does this company do? Okay, Lemonade is a peer-to-peer property and casualty insurance company. The company offers this product to renters and homeowners in the United States and contents and liability insurance in Germany and Netherlands. The insurance company offers in the United States cover stolen, damaged property. So it seems to be like it's in New York. It's a company out of New York that does peer-to-peer insurance, right? First time hearing of them. So let's take a look at the Lemonade. So the unprofitable company, how long has Lemonade been publicly traded? Let's go back. Where is the max on them? It seems like they just IPO'd. This is a new IPO. Look like it just IPO'd in July 2nd. Let me get Johnson & Johnson off of here. So they like they came out in July 2nd at around, how much did they open up at? They opened up at $50. Now they at $59. So let's go back and let's take them comparing to their competitors. Let's look at Lemonade's market cap. Lemonade market cap, and it's an insurance business. Now, this is a company I know nothing about. Very small market cap, $560 million, right? Nope, not. I'm sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. One second. That's not the market cap. That's the shares outstanding. So they got $560 million. I could do the math. Times 59 or times 60. There it is. $3.4 billion. Market cap of $3.4 billion. There we go. So smaller company, new company, small. Let's look at their competitors. View all companies. Let's go back to the market cap. So I think it was at $34 billion, somewhere around there, right? So it should be in here somewhere. So the number one company, their top competitor in this space is Berkshire Hathaway. And Berkshire Hathaway, if you don't know, that's Warren Buffett. So you got Berkshire in here. Okay. So look at these companies. So you got Purdue. All these companies are ahead of this Lemonade. So let's get all the way down here. We got to get all the way down to the $3 billion. So here we are on page 4. And Lemonade should be popping up here shortly. It's probably on page 5. Yep, page 5. Here comes Lemonade. Down 25 points already. It just IPO'd. What competitive advantage does it have over these bigger boys? So now let's look at Lemonade. Let's look at their fundamentals. This is all on E-Trade, right? Let's look at their balance sheet. Okay. Total assets, 44. That's the only thing I hate about E-Trade. It doesn't tell you what this is being counted of that I know of. It's saying 44 is at 44,000, 44 million, 44 whatever. This is why I always go to the financial report to look it up. So be very cognizant of that. Zero debt. No debt. Okay. No debt. So it has a positive. So you do the total assets minus the total liabilities. So depending on what number this is what? That's 232. Could be 32,000, 32 million, right? Not bad. I'm pretty sure that's 32 million. I'm hoping so. So positive on that. So let's look at the income statement. The company has no debt. I do like that. That's pretty. I'm pretty sure that's what Michael liked too. All right. Total revenue, 2.4. Operational expenses, goodness gracious. So they're spending a lot of money on operational expenses and hiring their employees. So now when I look at this, the net income, no, they haven't. They've been IPO for a minute. Well, no. I'll take that back. They may have not. They may have just gone public. But look at their last 3 years. Income before taxes. Income after taxes. Why are you losing more and more money? I don't like that. Why are you losing more and more money? So the income statement, I don't like them losing more and more money, right? Look at this, net income. Now we're looking at the cash flow statement. This company is losing, 2017 is losing more and more money, right? So it's netting losses more and more. I wonder why is that? What is their road to profitability? When they plan on being profitable? Why aren't they profitable? Small company, right? That means that I'm increasing my risk. Now we have to look at the total cash from, I don't like that. Look at the total cash from operations is in the negative. Investing activity, total investment. So they are investing some money. That's fine. Now we're looking at the finances. The cash flow statement is broken down to operational, investing, and financing. Financing, how much are they keeping? How are they making the money? Okay. So common stocks. So they're making more money from common stocks. They're selling preferred stocks, okay, but they don't have debt. But by them going public, they raised a lot of money. I see that. and preferred stocks, so they make more money. Total from financing. Okay, cool. Net cash exchange. So, yeah, that's kind of my quick look on Lemonade. Mike, you asked me, good question, Prince. Why are they losing more? You should know this, Mike. Much as you tune into this show, you should have already been able to look at that. All right, here we go. He says, Lemonade will be a buy and hold for at least 3 years for the long-term investor. But why do that? Why can't I just go get Berkshire Hathaway, a company that's already proven, already making money? What competitive advantage Lemonade has? Does it have a road to profitability, Michael? Do you know that? It's a CEO. I have to go back and look at their calls. Is the CEO talking about, hey, why are you losing more and more money? Is he saying, hey, we're investing more? I didn't see no investing on the cash flow statement. So why are you losing more and more money? Why are you spending more money? Are you talking about fixing that? Antonio said, I've been investing in Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer since the beginning of the pandemic. I'm very pleased. I wish I got some shares of BioNTech, though. Yes, you know what? James came on the show, and he was the first person that put biotech on my radar. He was like, Prince, biotech is going to do very well. Y'all can go back and look at Uncle James. He'll probably be on next month. But he came out, and he said, hey, with all this pandemic going on, we're going to be able to keep track of people. And he nailed it. He's always he's definitely on. Right? No, they don't pay dividends, and it will look crazy. If you're unprofitable, why are you paying me dividends? I'd rather you keep those dividends and make me some money. But right here, no, they do not pay dividends. Lemonade does not pay dividends. I'm trying to get it. Why pay $59 for Lemonade, an unproven insurance company? What's the competitive advantage? He said no dividends yet. They can't even turn a profit yet. He said the competitive advantage is their business model. Okay, so why are they losing more money? It does sound like it's new peer-to-peer insurance, but where are you going to get that from? You know, what's going to be the new thing, you know? Hi, Ruby, how you doing? I just realized they're a chain. They're everywhere in LA. I got a blood orange drink today. They are expensive. But very delicious. They could be Boston Market. Okay. But yeah, so the vaccination world. So we just went over the Lemonade. Yes. It's an insurance company called Lemonade. She thought we were talking about a drink. I thought so too in the beginning. I'm like, why are you talking about Lemonade? But, you know, Michael is in Canada. So it may be bigger in Canada. I think I've heard of it or seen it before, but I'm not always sure. John, how is it going? Thanks for tuning in. So right now, when we're looking at this company, what is the competitive advantage? What's the competitive advantage of Lemonade? You're saying, hey, Prince, this is a company I will hold for 3 years as a long-term investor, right? If I'm going to invest into an unprofitable small company, look at this company, right? Look what we just did, ladies and gentlemen. It's competitors. The average company in this competitor, its average competitor is paying 6-7% in dividends. This company is paying nothing. On top of that, it's unprofitable. So look at all these companies that are way bigger. Berkshire Hathaway, Progressive. Why not invest into Progressive? Right? Let's look at Lemonade. Lemonade is down 25%, right, for the year. I think it was on page 5. So look, they're down 25% over the last month, right? They're down 25%. But when I look at the rest of the industry, companies that are way bigger than you, look, Berkshire Hathaway is up 8% in that same time frame, up 4% over the last year. This company here, Marshall, Chubb is up. Look at Progressive is up. Can't even say this company name. Big company too. But anyway, look at all these companies that are up. Travelers, Prudential, I think that's how you say their name. I don't know why I'm screwing up their name right now. But anyway, look at all these companies that are performing better. They're less riskier. Why should I take a risk on, why are they losing more and more money? Are they growing too fast? Sometimes companies lose more money because they could be buying up other companies. They could be trying to position themselves in the market for the future. But that's something that that's a question that I got to look up and ask, and try to figure out. Right? Don't get caught up on a new hot stock. And Michael, you're right. You could bring it back. You could bring it up to me again in 3 years. I'm going to keep an eye on it. I'm going to keep an eye. But Lemonade, you know, you guys, it sounds cool. Peer-to-peer lending for insurance. That sounds kind of cool. It could change the way we do insurance. But what's stopping? How do you know Progressive just won't buy them out? A larger company could just buy them out. I mean, yeah, the stock will still skyrocket. Not a bad thing. But, hey, we got to look at it. Right? So that's the company we just looked up to. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get something into you to shape you up as an investor, to teach you guys something to look at a little bit more. Now we're going to go into what is called the Fed Notes or Fed Talks, right? FOMC, the Fed meeting, right? This is the Federal Reserve, the people who controls and print the money in the United States of America in the central bank. Every quarter they get together, they meet, they write down everything they talked about, and they publish it out to the public about 4 weeks after it has been released. So what I'm going to show you guys 4 weeks after the meeting. So right here, here it is, the Federal Open Market Committee. So right here, you're going to have everybody that was in the meeting, the president, Jerome Powell, all these people that was in the meeting. This is a very important doctrine. It's pretty dry. But this goes over what is the federal government, the staff review of the financial situation, changing asset prices over the intermediate period was mixed. Financial market sentiment was boosted by better than expected economic data. The U.S., however, the boosted sentiment appeared to have been offset by concerns of domestic spread of coronavirus and certain effects on a balanced broad equity price index roughly unchanged. Treasury yields declined and treasury curves flattened. Corporate and municipal bonds spread narrowed and the dollar weakened somewhat. Oh, the dollar weakened. Liquidity. So here it goes through this whole thing. You can get this at federalreserve.gov. You go to federalreserve.gov and you go to news releases, right? You go to news, go to news releases. And this will tell you everything the Fed is talking about, looking at. The staff economical outlook. They give you outlook of the economy, how they're looking at it. In the U.S. economy projected prepare for... Sorry about that. Throat got kind of dry on me. Ah. Okay, nevertheless, economical activity still to appear to have declined at a historical rapid rate in the second quarter. The projected rate of recovery of real GDP and the pace of declines in unemployment rate over the second half of the were expected to be somewhat less robust than the previous forecast. Although the staff assumed the additional outlooks or whatnot. But this gives you the whole thing, everything the Fed talked about. And you can kind of see what the Fed is thinking about in the committee meetings. This comes from the federalreserve.gov, right? This is not what somebody said. This is what the Federal Reserve is. The FederalReserve.gov is putting out on monetary policies. Very important for investors to look at what the Fed is saying, what the Fed thinks, because the Feds are the ones who can print money. They're the ones that can boost up the market. They're the ones that can print money, boost up money. They can do the PPP loans. They can lower interest rates, which is very huge. If they think the economy is doing very bad, they could lower interest rates or keep them the same. If they think the economy is recovering, they could raise interest rates. So, and when they control the interest rates, that's the mortgage I got on my house, interest rates. That's the loan I get on my car, interest rates. It controls everything, right? He said, you need some of that lemonade for that cough. That's funny. Silver Lion, what's going on? He said, Silver Lion said, hello, everyone. All right. So that's the Fed talks, right? I didn't really get the whole lot or whatever case we mean. He said, whenever I get caught up in the hot stock, I get burned. Every time. Let me give y'all a backdrop, Antonio. You mentioned a good point. the hot stock. That's how the hot stock usually go. Airbnb, I forgot to bring that up. Airbnb is set to go public. Airbnb will become very popular and hot when they set to go public. Everybody would be Airbnb, Airbnb. Then they would do marketing campaigns. They go to Wall Street. They ring the bell at the New York Stock Exchange. They talk about Airbnb on MSNBC, CNBC, Yahoo Finance, all the major media outlets. Airbnb, Airbnb, Airbnb. So everybody get all excited. As soon as the company goes public, everybody jumps inside of it and says, oh, Airbnb is the best thing since sliced bread, right? And then when that lockout period comes up, the lockout period is a period that right now there are people who own stocks in Airbnb privately. When the company goes public, they have a lockout period, meaning they can't sell their stocks for the next 30 days, 20 days, or 90 days after they go public, sometimes 180 days. So they can't say if the stock went public tomorrow morning. They can't sell their stocks for August, September, September, October, October, November. They can't sell their stocks in November. November come, you see a massive drop. Also, 3 months after the stock is released, guess what? The earnings come out. Then when the earnings come out, then we finally, for the first time, get to open up the books on Airbnb, and it may not be as hot as they say it is, right? So now the stock does this massive decline. That's why I don't buy IPOs. I do not buy IPOs. I don't get caught in the, oh, because, you know, sometimes you look at the value. Price is what you pay. Value is what you get. I bought Tesla for the first time at $600. Beginning of the year, I brought Tesla for the first time, $600. I brought Uber for the first time at $25. And I did a show on it. I showed you guys on the show. I said, well, I'm going to give Uber a try. Yes, it's unprofitable. Yes, it's in a hot market. But the reason why I'm going to give Uber a try, because Uber has a competitive advantage, I feel. It's number one in the space. I felt like it had a competitive advantage. Gave it a try. Tesla, it was wild. It went crazy. It went up to $600. But when the earnings came out, they had the earnings to back up their wild moves. So I said, you know what? I throw one in my son's portfolio. Same thing, I brought Amazon. I brought Amazon at about $2,000. People said, oh, that's too high. But they're not saying that now. That it's at $3,000. So, boom, Amazon comes out. I'm not Amazon, but Tesla comes out. They have good earnings. So I buy for $600. The stock just went crazy up to $900. Then it sunk back down to 700. I sold it at 700. I got back in at 700 again, right? Then it just went bananas, doubled, went up to $1,400. I said, well, let me see what these earnings look like. I was expecting the stock to drop. Stock dropped 10%, but it had great earnings. You know, it had great earnings. And Ruby, you know, Ruby just commented. She know I've been talking about this for a long time. Tesla had great earnings. And I said, okay, well, it had great earnings. The stock dropped 10% through one of my son's portfolio for $1,400. Next thing you know, 2-3 weeks later, I mean, not even, they just released their earnings, not even a month ago. Now they had $2,000. And they're going, after announcing their stock split. Same thing with Apple. Apple was a good one. Disney's done great. Who else is out there? I can't even think of all of them. Disney, Apple, McDonald's. A company like McDonald's, people just forget about it. Everybody's trying to find a little lemonade. No shout out to you. No shade to you, Mike. But everybody's trying to find a lemonade. But look at these big companies like McDonald's, right? Or, you know, do we think Disney going to make it to the other side? Do I think McDonald's going to make it to the other side? Lemonade could have the Uber effect. Somebody comes out and say, hey, you know what? That insurance y'all doing is illegal in the state of Georgia. Now what happens to Lemonade? Learn from Uber. Uber went down just a couple weeks ago. When it went down to its earnings, I think it went down like $32. Brought a little bit more. I brought a call option on it. Then here comes California with all this craziness. Started weakening my position, right? But that's what happens when you buy a new company. Lemonade is a brand new insurance company. It has to go through growing pains, right? And then if you don't have the money, like, you know, Lemonade market cap is $3 billion, right? He said, Prince, you just threw my lemonade in my face. That cup would cost you one share of Amazon. No, Mike, this is how you have to learn of what is the risk associated with lemonade, right? When I have all these other companies that are doing great, why not jump on the ones that are already proven, Why go out and take the risk on the little guy who's losing money hand over fist? Sounds good. Cool way of doing things, but they have to change. Obviously, their business model got to change or something. The difference with the Uber is that at least the CEO is talking about becoming profitable. Every quarter, he's talking about when they're going to become profitable, how they're going to become profitable, all those other things, right? With Lemonade, are they saying that? Are they losing money because they're acquiring other companies? They're expanding their operations? What's the story behind that? When I look at the numbers, I have to have a story. If Uber's story stops matching, I will sell it too. She said, I know you love that Tesla. I love that Tesla. I love that Apple. I love that. Next thing you know, when it rockets. Yeah, Julie said, let's see what he does when it rockets. No problem with that. I have no problem with changing up. I wasn't a Tesla fan. When Tesla was at $100, $200, $300, I wasn't a Tesla fan. I'm like, man, that's an unprofitable company, unproven. That company's probably going to crash. Then it became profitable. Then it had its numbers to match up. And guess what I did? I went and got some shares. Same thing with Lemonade. Nothing personal. I'm just want to make common sense of it. No, stock splits do not hurt the company. Look at when Tesla announced their split, what happened to the stock performance? When Apple announced this stock split, what happened? When Amazon announces this stock split, I hope it does, what will happen? They go up because the prices go down. When the prices drop, when demand stays the same, price drop, what happened to prices? If demand is here and the price drops, what happened to prices? They go up. The demand increases because the price drops. She said, I was. Yeah, he said, I like the perspective of being 10 times. Yes, I have no problem with, let's say, it was a lot of companies I was not on board with. When Uber first came across my desk, I was like, man, heck no. Unprofitable, nothing, whatever, blah, blah. I started to look more into it. I was like, hey, you might be on something. There's no problem with that. No, I have no qualms of being wrong. It's all about learning. I'm a grown man. We're adults. You ain't going to get everything right. If I had a crystal ball like that, I'd be a trillionaire plenty of times over. But I don't have a crystal ball. All I can do is use my common sense, apply it to investing. That's the way I look at it. But you have to have a competitive advantage. Right? Some companies will take off and do well. Some won't. Same thing. I wasn't on a gold train. I was on a gold train earlier this year. Gold kind of started to sag. Then gold started taking off, and I started looking at it again. Boom, I got me some silver. I will always revisit it. I will talk about Lemonade again. When their quarterly reports come out, it's okay, here we go right here. Lemonade. When is Lemonade next quarterly report due? This thing got me thirsty now. So we got Lemonade here, right? Let's look at their earnings. When's it? Oh, they don't have a next earning date? What? When did they release their last earnings? Oh, they just released their earnings on August 12th. So their next earnings won't come out to what, November? Yeah. So when November come, they get open up their books again. We'll get to see. Look at this. They're projecting Lemonade to lose for the next year or so. Now, granted, they are expecting the losses to be a little bit better, whatever the case may be. But, you know, I will look at it. When it comes out again, Lemonade comes out again, I would say, hey, I'll look at it again. If it's not making sense, then I won't worry about it. Right? Okay, what's what y'all got to say? MU stock. Let's look up MU then. ACE channel came in and said the MU. Who is MU? Micron. Oh, looks like a chip company. Sounds like it's an American company. I think I heard them before. Yep, Boise, Idaho. Microchip technology engages in subconductors. Oh, yeah. Subconductors did very hot last year. I think I was on Intel for that for a while. The company portfolio of memory chips, including dynamic blah, blah, blah. So, like, they make little computer chips. Sound like, okay. Multi-chips. Okay. They're like a computer chip company, right? So let's take out, it's in the semiconductor space. It's a profitable company that doesn't pay dividends. So now that you're a profitable company, you don't pay dividends. Let's see how, one thing is look at, let's see how have you been performing compared to the S&P 500? S&P 500 has had a crappy year. Let's see how you have been performing. Let's go year to date. It has not outperformed the S&P 500 this year. It hasn't performed in the last year. 3 years, about the same. Okay, it has beat it in 5 years. Okay, not bad. So now let's look at how's this competing in its space. Let's view all the companies. MU. All right, we're going to put it up here. Okay, pretty big company. Worth 48 billion. All right. The last 52 weeks, why is it the lowest performing company in its space? Well, in the, you know, everybody, Intel has outperformed it in the last 52 weeks, in the last year. When you look at, when I look at this, this is a red flag to me. When I look at, okay, so this is MU, and these are all the companies that are bigger and bigger than MU in the same exact space, who subconsciously does the same thing. Now I look at their 52-week performance, and I look at their 4-week performance. I'm saying, okay, so why MU is only up 1% when you got this company right here that's up 80%, another one is up 42%. AMD, look at AMD, up 158% in the last year. Qualcomm is up 46%. So I'm looking at it like, why is AMD up 158% and you're only up 1%? Why is AMD up 32% in the last 2 days and you're down 4%? So now that'll be a concern. MU is $44, AMD is $81. So I'm automatically going to be concerned with, so does AMD have a competitive advantage? Maybe if I want to go into the space, I will now be looking at AMD. Because they seem to have a hot hand. I would break down, why is this company making more money than the next one? Why is the stock performing better? Is it making more money? And if it is making more money, why is it doing it? Thank you for the answer. It was very informative. You gave me a laugh. He said, you got Thursday. Yeah, man, all this lemonade talk. Yes, and even Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett's on a gold train. I have no problem, right? GLD, I like the stock symbol IAU, right? ETF. I like silver, SLV. I get AGQ. I jump in and out of AGQ, make 2, 3, 4, 5% a day. Sometimes it could be double digits. Nothing wrong with that. So I'm never loyal to anybody, but AC Chain, I got to ask that question. AMD, I'm looking at you. AMD is bigger than you, performing, outperforming you way better, doing the same thing. Y'all in the same space. Why is AMD doing so much better than I'm doing? Does it have a competitive advantage? That's something I would further open up the books and to learn more about their business model to see, is AMD making more money? Why are they making more money? Do they have more clients? Maybe I might want to be on the AMD train. Right? That's my thoughts on that. Yes. The hot stocks of the year, you know, look at AMD. AMD, Tesla's going crazy. AMD's going crazy. So I can't complain, right? So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to go ahead and conclude today's episode. I hope y'all got something out of it. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Y'all hit that like button if you haven't already. Hit that like button, subscribe button, comment button. I may open up my lines again where y'all can call in and talk and we can talk with stuff like that live online. But thank y'all for getting that live experience of the Investor Show. You know, of course, we're going to keep it going. We're a very informative show here. I'm giving y'all my perspective. I like coming in and doing this because y'all keep me sharp. I didn't know about the lemonade. I didn't even think about AMD. When y'all make me look up stuff, I have to stay fresh and keep other things on my radar. So I like that. Y'all keep, you know, learning how to read financial reports. At the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, you can sleep at night. There's nothing in my portfolio that I'm worried about. The only thing I'm worried about in my portfolio is Uber. slightly Tesla, but mostly just Uber because it's an unprofitable company that's going through some things. Everybody else, they could take a little dip here or there because I know their finances. I know they got the finances to be able to make it through everything. Right? So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I definitely appreciate y'all. Oh, you know what? Another company that I have in a portfolio that's been doing surprisingly pretty well lately has been Gap. It's an unprofitable company. But Gap has been GPS. I think it's like $15 now. I think the first time I got it was like 12. And, you know, it's, Gap has been coming along. I look more into the business model, but it was more so of sometimes some people like certain things. They're a fashion person. They're into fashion. They like fashion brands. So you got to build your portfolio around not what's performing well, but what you like and know and get a chance to see and touch. I'm an Apple guy. I use MacBooks. I got an iPhone. You know, everything I do is Apple, right? So I feel comfortable with it. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I thank y'all for tuning in today. I got a long intro, outro here. But until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else y'all see me doing around the globe, peace, be safe. I'm out. Thank y'all.
Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button.